You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 60, and I'm your host, Anne Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. Now, our guest today quotes Ephesians 3, verse 20. He is able to do above and beyond all we can ask or imagine because of His power at work within us. Now, as a Christian entrepreneur, do you go above and beyond in your business and in your life through using the Lord's power and His support? Well, joining me on today's show is Don Ibbotson. Don has an engineering and a business background, and he entered full-time ministry when he was 40 years of age because he knew there was a ministry call on his life. Don has been in full-time counseling and deliverance for 17 years and started Above and Beyond Counseling Ministries in 2009. Don owns a Christian counseling center and academy in Tampa, Florida. They have clients and students locally as well as worldwide and even in Australia because they've been proactively embracing internet technology and social media. That's fabulous. The center provides counseling and deliverance ministry services to individuals, couples, and families. Now, on today's show, Don is going to share dream big and be prepared to invest time and resources to learn and implement a good plan. Ready, fire, aim. Some folks spend way too much time waiting for God to open a door, as well as a handful of key scriptures that has helped sustain him and wage spiritual warfare. Welcome to the show, Don.
Anne-Marie, thank you. It's good to be here.
Now, we have to say, yes, we have to say before we pressed record and went live today that where you are, you're on the other side of the world. I'm here in Australia and it's 12:30 a.m. for you. So, you know, dedication to sharing your message, and we really do appreciate you spending time here today. Just give us a background, if you would. I'm allowing all of my guests, or encouraging all of my guests, to share how they have been led down the path to where they find themselves today working in business. Have you always felt called to business, or has it been a slow progression where God's given you various experiences through that's really created and built this up over time?
Well, as you mentioned, I have an engineering degree, and I was born in Canada. I actually have an engineering degree from there, and then I got a business degree. So I've worked in engineering and business for a lot of years. And then I got saved, born again in 1985 when my son was born. And I knew after that there was a ministry call on my life, but I really didn't know what it was. Mm-hmm. As I went along, I knew it wasn't pastoring. I didn't have really a shepherd. It's hard to pastor. And I wasn't good enough to lead worship or evangelism. And so it just kind of drifted into, my wife and I really got exposed to a couple who were doing deliverance ministry. Mm-hmm. And when I got that, it was like I was hooked. I said, I love this. We started doing it with this couple. And then as part of it, and I'd had a prophetic word over my life back in 1991 about, you know, kind of one-on-one and counseling. And so it all came together. And I said, well, I want to do counseling. I want to do deliverance. So I went back to school to get my degree in that. And that, as you say, that started in 2001. So I didn't really know. I can't say that I knew that's what I wanted to do, but I knew there was a ministry call. But when I figured out after a while it was counseling and deliverance, and bang, the light went on, and it was great. It's been great ever since.
It's interesting, isn't it, when you look back, the experiences and the situations and the projects that you've worked on really continue to build a strength. And so the engineering degree and so forth, have you used some of the principles you learned and just the strengths that you've learned through that now in your business and as you continue to grow?
I would say the engineering and the business side of things, where we are right today, like I say, I started off and I've done counseling, but I'm doing less and less counseling now. We have some full-time counselors, and I run a counseling academy and supervise probably at least 100 plus students getting their counseling degree. So the administrative side of it is kind of more of what I am doing. And I love doing podcasts and do videos. So I would say the administrative side of it. And, you know, we're still a small center, so I've grown up doing the accounting. So the skills have been in place. And really, as I sit here today, I'm probably doing more on that side of it than I even on a one-on-one ministry. Although I still love doing one-on-one with folks. It's just, you know, you can only wear so many hats at a time.
Oh,
you know?
That's right. So, and now, of course, you're shepherding the students now who are learning and developing their skills. And through that, you're able to multiply and offer support through those students, of course. When you think about ministry, and I love that you've shared this, that you mentioned, you know, often when we think of ministry, we think church, yet people who are building kingdom businesses, they have so much opportunity or many opportunities to meet people and just to you know, bring the characteristics and the love of Jesus out in how they do their dealings. And so it's great that you've been able to tap into that. And I think it's great to be able to share that today. Let's talk about dreaming big and being prepared to invest time and resources to learn how to implement a good plan. When you think about businesses in general, you might have, you know, had conversations and seen things happening. I know I have certainly over the years. And often you see businesses that don't really quite reach the momentum or the achievement they could because they don't have solid plans and they don't implement consistently. Have you found this to be true too?
Oh, absolutely. And even in my church experiences, I mean, I've been, you know, we haven't been in that many churches over the years, but I think you nailed it. People have great visions and they know what they want to do. But I think sometimes there can be a tendency to say, well, Lord, you call me to this and I'm just going to sit back and you're going to make it happen. And that's like, I think the planning, that what I call a nuts and bolts side of it, is sometimes gets ignored. And I don't think it, sometimes people just don't know how to do it. And like I say, to me, as I sit here now looking backwards, I'm thinking, wow, you know, maybe the skills that I learned, that it's kind of helping me more at this point and where the business is than before. So yeah, the how-to, the input, the nuts and bolts side of it is trickier. And you either got to do it yourself or learn how to do it, or, you know, or you got to hire or get somebody to help you do that. So I agree. I think that's a problem. It's not that people don't have good ideas, but it's just like, well, okay, you know, how do I make it happen? And, you know, partner with the Lord. And I'm just convinced we got to do our part. You know, we step out, and yeah, we don't want to make giant leaps of foolishness, but stepping out in faith and just heading down a path is, you know, starting to do something, give the Lord a chance to steer, you know, or help us steer when we start moving. So
I absolutely think something that I know I've experienced in my life, and I know from the many guests that I've spoken to too over the last number of weeks, is that sometimes, well, a lot of the time, our timing and the Lord's timing can be quite different, cannot be in alignment. And one of the key reasons often is that situations, challenges and obstacles that we have to experience, and I say have to, is because he wants to build a strength in us that we are going to need as we continue to grow and expand our business in the next season. Have you had experiences like that? Because so often it's easy then for the enemy to come in and we have our doubt that this is right for us, and then, you know, disappointment and discouragement can often have us go way off track to the destiny that God has planned for us. Yes?
Well, yeah, I to go back even before getting into the counseling side of it, when I left a full-time secular job, it was really into assuming an associate pastor position at a church. Yes. And, you know, my wife and I were in agreement, and I looking back, I think, wow, this is God. We knew this was God. And you step off this down this road and you think, and I'm in my mind, I say, oh, this is going to be great. God's just going to bless this, where it's going to go. And I tell you, not too far down the road, we felt like, man, we walked off a cliff, you know, because it was tough. It was hard. Financially, it was hard effort. And then you start to think, did I make a mistake? And I've, you know, and even in the counseling center at times, I got to be honest, I've been in counseling since 2001. And we started Above and Beyond really back about 2008. But yeah, there's times that say, oh my gosh, did we miss it? And, you know, in those times, Anne-Marie, I've just remembered the words that we've had over us. I remember the conviction that we had. And I was fortunate. I have a wife who's been very supportive. And she says, no, this was God. We're going down the right path, you know. And so, and that scripture that says, you know, if you ask for a fish, you know, God, you know, you got to believe you're holding a fish. You know, God's not going to give you a snake, right?
Yes.
So it's been one of my scriptures over the years. Like, no, you called us to this. We didn't do it recklessly. And so, yeah, but it's been hard. I mean, I got to tell you.
Yeah.
there's been sometimes, you know, if I had a plan B, you know, who knows what would have happened.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah. And I think what I love how you're sharing is that you do go back to the word, that it is important to consistently lean on him and lean into him for the lessons. What insights, what experiences have you had over the years when you've done that as well?
I think just in the midst of the traumas and the trials, and like I say, it's been a blessing because I'm blessed to have somebody with me. I can't imagine doing it alone, you know, because sometimes if it's just you, you know, you're God and you can hear the enemy speaking too. But just coming back to the word and having some key scriptures over the years, you know, fear. I mean, one of these things I've had to battle a lot of times is even fear in the realm of finances and provisions at different times. And so coming back to the scripture, and there's been different times that Isaiah 26, 3 and 4 is one of my favorite, you know, you will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you and then trust in the Lord forever. For the Lord is the rock eternal, and say that's steadfast because, you know, that to me, that's just coming back on course. So that's what it's been. I mean, trying to get my mind back on the promises and say, are we on the right road? Yes. What's your word say? Do I believe it? And, you know, that's been the key.
Yes.
I mean, it's not always been a bed of roses, but God's provided. We've had, you know, he's always provided financially, and the ministry's doing well now. We're growing well, but it's, you know, it was tough there. It was tough going.
Yeah,
tough sled.
Absolutely. And that's one of the reasons why I just love to be able to share this platform with other entrepreneurs and business owners such as yourself, because so often we see and we hear the successes that other business owners are experiencing, but we never really hear about the struggles and the obstacles. And quite often we can think that we're the only ones who experience that. But when we hear that other people experience it as well, and that, you know, they've leaned in and they've gone back to the word, that's a real word of encouragement, I think, for people. And I love the way that you say ready, fire, and aim. And some folks spend way too much time waiting for God to open the door, as you said earlier, you know, praying. But there needs to be some action that we take as well, don't we? I mean, he's not going to come and do the social media and speak. There are practical things that we need to do. Speak a bit more about that.
Well, it's funny. I have a friend, actually, a woman who's gone through counseling or gone through the degree program, and it's like praying. And I've meet with her every once in a while, praying about starting a ministry. Well, have you started the counseling? Well, no, I'm still praying. You know, God hasn't opened the door. And it's like, I don't know. It's like, I don't know what an open door looks like. And sometimes you got to walk up to the door and knock. And so it's, I know we're so afraid. We don't want to get ahead of God. We don't want to run ahead, but I don't know. I just think you just start. I don't know the expression. I don't know who came up with it, but it says even God can't he can't steer a car that's not moving. You know, so you got to be doing something and moving forward. And that's more of my temperament. It's like, you know, I believe in prayer and we pray. In fact, we've got a prayer meeting tomorrow. We meet once a month, our team, and we have a business meeting. We pray and we do that. But it's like, I don't know. Let's keep moving down the road here, Lord. If we're off the track, show us which way we should be going. But let's do something.
Yes.
We'll fix it as we go.
I love that. And there's an expectancy that goes with that, isn't it? Like, for instance, that woman, she could have gone and attended some networking events, and God would have placed the person who would have been the person to open the door. And had she started to have the right conversations and practiced the way that she would introduce herself and who is she looking for? There are many practicalities and things like that we can start to get into action.
Well, and I think that's it. I think it comes back to the vision. Like you say, what's your vision for what you want, whatever kind of business it is. And I know in my case, when we started Above and Beyond, I mean, I just knew because of the need for deliverance ministry that our focus needed to be worldwide. It wasn't just Tampa Bay area here. It wasn't just three little offices, because I believe and I know there's such a need for deliverance ministry. So right from the get-go, you know, having the website, and we started developing content, and then we would bring along some help that we'd have to pay for at different times, you know, like, you know, expertise, you got to pay for it. And, but that was part of the vision. And I've got some folks with us that are very social, you know, they're good at networking on a local level, but my vision is like, I want to network with the world, you know. I don't know how this social media thing works. and I'm still learning, but I purpose to learn how to do it. And I think it's a big part of where we are today, or why we are where we are today.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you're sharing that, I'm reminded often how many companies, or many business owners, even small business owners, we don't have a vision. And often, you know, we know that God's vision can often be much bigger than what we have dreamed about. And had he released that on us, or shown us the vision where he actually is taking us, we would have gone, seriously, I think you've gone, you know, like Moses did, I think you're asking the wrong person. But, you know, we need to at least, and that often is placed on our heart, isn't it? Through seeing a need, through seeing a struggle, and feeling that you really want to do something about it. There's something in your spirit that wants to contribute. And then it's saying, you know, what is it that I can contribute right now with the resources I have, and with the knowledge I have? Do I need to get more resource? Do I need to do more training? And then to move forward like that. But that vision is important. Do you often find that once your counselors have gone through the training program, that if they don't have a vision, they don't know where they're going? And it's very hard to ask God specifically for how he can, he knows how he can support us, but it's like, it's very difficult to really know if we haven't kind of defined it ourselves. Have you found that as well?
Well, I have. And some of the students, I tell some of you, well, you got some choices. You can either go out maybe and work in a church environment, or work in a counseling center somewhere, work for somebody else.
Yes.
But if you want, I say, if you have the vision, and not everybody's cut out to be an entrepreneur. I mean, there's some people are cut out to be employees, and that's fine. But it's like, what do you want to do? And what's the vision that you have? And if you do, and I don't think there's any shame in this, I say, you got to approach it. With your counseling degree and getting licensed, it's like having your own business. I mean, it's no different than if you have a restaurant for great ribs or, great whatever. It's like you can have the best rib recipe in the world, but you got to get people through the door. How are you going to do that? You know, and so that whole business side of it is important. And so, and like you say, it is the vision. What's your vision is, what do you want to reach? What geography you want to reach? And, it's better than most people that, really, for a lot of the things that we have nowadays, with the internet the way it is, how we're talking just like this.
Yes.
We do counseling over the internet. We do fine just all over the world, and you're doing it, and it works great. So if you have a vision for that, whatever it is, you can make it happen. If you're content to just stay in your own geography, then God's may not likely move you past that. I think it just depends. Yeah, I mean, sometimes we got to think big.
Yes. Absolutely.
You don't have to, but it can be helpful.
Yeah, and I love the way that you also said what really fits in with style, and also where you see fit to be able to support. Because so often we may see here other people do things and we try and emulate them, but God's created strengths and gifts in us which really factor in different, like more face-to-face, more providing the one-on-one support rather than over the internet. And I think often, and I look back, because my background for many years was working in the career industry, and often people working in the wrong environment, using their innate strengths and gifts, and even their core values being misaligned with the role, with the company and the job at hand, often would cause disharmony and dissatisfaction, and just the feeling that they weren't being fulfilled. And I think when we realize we have that self-awareness, and we can pray about that, God will reveal that, I believe. And often people will say to us the things that they recognize that we often don't see in ourselves as being strengths. But when we have that clarity, it's far easier to be able to say yes to opportunities that come across our table and our situation, as well as, I think, as an entrepreneur, or even as you're starting to build momentum, it's what you say no to or not yet that can also strengthen and build the momentum. Yes?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know in my case, when we started Above and Beyond back in 2008, I actually started it with another gentleman. I mean, I'd always envisioned myself as somebody who would come along and be a helper. Mm. And I really didn't have a desire to be the man or the one in charge. And I looking back, the Lord brought this man into my life to kind of get me out of the rut that I was in. And he was going to lead it. He was the president. And then through a combination of things, he married a South African girl, and everything kind of went sideways in his life. And he kind of ended up leaving. So I inherited it with my partner. There was really three of us. So I kind of assumed the leadership of it, and it wasn't something I aspired to, but I believe looking back, that was God's plan. It wasn't, and I grew into it. I can't, well, that's where we are. I'm leading the ship here now.
Yes.
You know, and away we go. So, but some people are born entrepreneurs. They can't stand working for anybody. And I think what you said is like, hey, be open to a shift. And
yes.
I was open to a shift. It kind of, okay, this is where we are. I mean, I've inherited this, and okay, Lord, you know, show me what to do. And so some of the training I'd had along the way is kind of helped. But yeah, I think it can work either way, you know, however, if, like you said, if you're just open.
Yeah.
To what the Lord shows you.
Something else as you were sharing, and I can recall the days when I had just finished my counseling degree, but I then, or studies, and then I specialized in careers and workplace trauma, you know, when people lose their jobs and go through that grief and loss process. And I loved that, and that transition then fully into careers. And so what I found was really helpful was going to work, take up opportunities, say yes to opportunities to work with organizations, because you're continuously learning from people who've been in the industry for many, many years. So the learning curve is so much quicker than if you go it alone. And I think there's valuable lessons in mentorship and being able to work for people who have built, you know, successful businesses. I wonder, through your life, have there been key mentors? And if so, do one or two things stand out that they shared with you that have really, that you even hold to as true and very important today in your business?
Well, that's an interesting question. I would say the way I find it, I as I look back, I can't really say as I've had a mentor, you know, somebody who's really poured into me. I've been in the ministry that we were part of before we started Above and Beyond, the man of God, actually a couple over that. I learned a lot from watching him and observing him. And, you know, when you're in a ministry, it's, you know, you see the good, you see the bad, you see everything in between. And so just things I've learned, you know, just by kind of observing. I'm kind of an observer. I mean, counselors, sometimes we're observers, right?
Yes. We can sit back, ask and really good questions, and observe.
And then listen and listen,
yes,
you know,
absolutely.
And see the nonverbals. So then I would say, I look back at the gosh, I wish I'd had a mentor, you know, but I can't really say I've had that. I've had good, you know, good pastors and good leaders, but nobody in the business side of it to kind of lead me along. It's kind of been a, you know, like kind of a, you know, there's just
trial and error, and
And error, and like I say, there's four or five of us now, and so you know, but it's trial and error. I think that's a good thing. Oh, it's like, well, we don't want to do that again. Let's do something different here. And like you say, I think there's value sometimes in knowing what you don't know. And it's like the social media, the social marketing, the Lord brought us somebody just sovereignly, because we were doing it but not very well, and we were open, and he brought us somebody who was just instrumental, who knew the business, or didn't know our business. He learned our business, but he was a Christian man. But we learned a lot from him, and that was valuable. Like you say, sometimes you don't know what you don't know.
Yes, and that's living out the truth and really walking the talk. And what you have been saying is just get out there and do that. Try things. So often, and even myself, and thank goodness, thank the Lord, that I'm getting more comfortable in the situations that don't turn out as I expect. Because often we think of it as a personal failure, and that can keep us stuck. But it really is a lesson that, well, that didn't work too well. This aspect of it worked quite well. We'll continue to do that. But you learn and grow. And often I'm sure you've heard the saying, fail fast, because it's an opportunity to learn and grow and continue then to build solid foundations upon which you continue to build your business. Do you kind of have opportunities where you can really see that a failure or an area that didn't quite work out through changing things has really allowed your business to grow because of the fact that you didn't let that deter you from where you were heading?
Yeah, we were in a rut. I mean, I go back to the writing articles. I mean, we'd call, you know, blogs, now they call them articles. I mean, we were doing that for a long time, but we didn't know how to do them well. And, you know, we weren't growing, and it was like we were doing it, and we were, and I knew it was important to keep, you know, scattering seed and getting stuff out there, but we weren't doing it well. And our articles were more teaching oriented. And finally, somebody looked and says, you got to be able to connect with somebody emotionally on these articles. So we, you know, you had to learn how to do that. That made a big difference. And so, it's just a matter of, like you say, failing. It's like, well, here's a better way of doing it. This is a better way of doing it and getting the skills and how to do that. And we started learning videos. I knew videos were important. YouTube is great. Yes. So we started learning how to do videos. And I look at some of the ones, once you put out something up on YouTube, it's there forever unless you delete it. So we got videos that are about 7 or 8 years old and very cringe worthy, but
it's helpful though for someone, isn't it? Someone somewhere needs to hear and see that message.
Exactly. So it's just, I've kind of like, well, it's like you say, a learning experience and growing, and we've made lots of mistakes, but it's like, okay, well, we're learning. We're just going to keep pressing ahead here, heading down the road. So it's still a work in progress for sure.
Yes. I love the last aspect that you want to talk about today, that you've got a handful of key scriptures. And what you do is you ask the Lord for a new one that you can embrace each year. And you've got a favorite. Do you want to share what your favorite is? Or Jeremiah 29:11?
Yeah, that's a well-known one, but it's kind of like, because at the time, my temperament type kind of can get introspective and can start looking inside. You talk about failures. It's like, oh my gosh, what have I done? And where are we at here? And it's at different times that scripture, it's like, no, I know the plans that the Lord has for me. They're plans to prosper me, not to harm me, to give us hope and give me hope in the future. So that's been a go-to one over the years. Mm-hmm. And it's a different time. And then when I mentioned Isaiah 26:3-4, that to keep the mind, help me keep my mind focused, is because my mind can go in a lot of different places. Mm. And so, Lord, I trust you. I trust your word. You are for me, not against me. And that's been the key. And that's been huge, because you can get off, your mind can go around in different places. So I would say those two scriptures have been huge. I mean, there's a lot of them at different times. And, when you're counseling people, sometimes the Lord will bring up a scripture and speak it out. And I'm thinking, oh, that's good. That's for me.
Well, how often as we share a quote with someone, and that's one of the reasons why I just love interviewing and doing these podcasts, because there's always learnings in what other people are sharing. It's when you have a moment of aha right in the midst of doing a live I guess that's even better. One of the things as we're talking about moving through failures, I mean, the worst failure that I ever had as far as my business is concerned absolutely knocked me back. I mean, I now can see that I had burnout and aspects of depression, but going through that and, really praying about it and forgiveness, because there was another person involved, and I knew that it was because of my trustworthiness that I was in that situation, and, making, validating why they were doing things, and then you realize that it turns full circle and wasn't the typical case, but I did not want to become jaded. So you've got to go through that forgiveness process to be able to move through that. And honestly can say that worst situation is now the best thing that ever happened, because it catapulted me in a much more clearer direction with far more confidence and leaning on him for strength. Because how often as entrepreneurs, or even people, and some characteristics with me, trying to go on our own, we've got our own strengths, we motor along, and then we hit a barrier and, oh, hang on a minute, have I been praying about this? But doing that ultimately first and foremost, I think for me has been the greatest lesson. So, and thank you for reminding how important it is for us to consistently go back to the scripture to be empowered.
I think, and you said forgiveness. I mean, we've all been, if you've been in ministry, you've been around, just people are going to disappoint you. I mean, it's happened. It's just people are going to do that, and trying to get over and get that done quickly and forgive and, and do that. No, I've forgiven that person. The Lord released judgments against them. And another one of my favorite, I guess, is Luke 6:27-28. But I tell you who hear me, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. So it's like, because you're reminded, no, Lord, I've forgiven them. Lord, just bless them. bless yes. them abundantly, bless their business, bless mm-hmm. their finances. Otherwise, and try not to get bogged down because, yeah. you know, in the demonic realm, they'll try
oh, to absolutely.
Focus out the rearview mirror, you know, and it's like, I can't go there. No, but Lord, you're going to work all things together for good. You're going to bring good mm-hmm. out of this mm-hmm. mess that I've created. You know, yeah. that's what your word says.
That's right.
And so I'm going to stand on that. And mm-hmm. so that's, you know, I think that's at the end of the day, it's those scriptural principles.
Yeah, you know. So important, isn't it? You know, often people will say, yeah, it's really difficult to forgive. But you know what? The energetic weight, the heavy weight and the terrible feeling in the pit of your gut that you can have if you don't let that, you know, let Christ yes. work through that. I thought, I'm not going to be like that. Absolutely not. And I know if I saw the other person, I would quite easily be able to hug, because that situation, I thought, I'm not going to allow that to ruin a friendship, because ultimately the relationship is far more important than anything else that could have happened, you know. And I think it's important to be able to, yes. to move forward in that. It was really ugly at the time, I tell you. But I think, you know, we have to move through that to really be able to release it fully and move, yep. you know, move forward. So in any situation that we find Absolutely. Ourselves in.
Yep.
So, Don, tell us more about, a little bit more about the services you offer, the training that you have, because someone might be in the position of a bit of a career change and the opportunities that you have might just suit them, and how best to connect with you.
Well, we have the really two major focuses. One's the counseling center, and we do counseling and deliverance. And as I mentioned, with our focus, we're able to do it. We have clients all over the world. I mean, people in Australia, I mean, Japan, yeah. England, Spain, you name it. So people, we do Christian counseling and deliverance ministry that way. Mm-hmm. And but on the other side of it is the educational side of it, where we do, people can get their Christian counseling degrees. We're hooked up with the National Christian Counselors Association, which is kind of a national licensing board here in the United States for counselors. So people called to Christian counseling can self-paced home study courses, get their bachelor's, master's, or doctoral level degrees. And once again, yeah. some students worldwide on that too, because a lot of the books are online, the courses are online. And then we also train and teach people how to do deliverance ministry. We've been doing that a long time, and they can do our deliverance ministry training and through Above and Beyond Counseling Academy. So those are the main sides of it. There's ambcounseling.com is our website, and then the ambacademy.com is the website for the academy. And those are the two major focuses. So
fantastic.
Keeps us pretty busy.
Fantastic. Yes. And we'll put all of those links on the show notes, which people can access ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCE60. Now, I know it's very, well, I was going to say late. It's actually early, early morning for you. But one of the things that I do for all of my guests, Don, and I would be honored to do that for you too, is to say a word of prayer before we close the show. May I do that for you?
That would be wonderful.
Thank you. Yes. Father God, thank you for the opportunity to hear Don share his message. Lord, as we said, sometimes in business there are ups and there are downs, but how important it is to turn to scripture, to have key verses so that the enemy does not get in our way, that he does not disappoint and distract us from the calling that you have placed in the ministry that each and every one of us has as we grow our kingdom businesses. Father, we just want to ask for your continued blessing and favor on Don and his team, for the students that are going for through his course. Lord, they are developing skills and the strengths and abilities to be able to go out into the world to help people who are struggling to find hope and peace and possibility that only through you is offered. And so we pray for the counseling school, we pray for his deliverance school, so many in the academy, and so many people, Lord, and they don't even realize it, are being played by the enemy, who is continuously keeping them stuck, Lord. And the only way through that, the only way to heal, the only way to feel alive and to feel hope and possibility is through Jesus. And so there is power in your name, Lord. And so for them, if they're listening today or watching today, we just pray that the Holy Spirit will move them to connect with Don, to connect with his team so that they can find out more about the services and the support that you offer. Father, we just want to pray for everyone who is listening and watching, even on the recording, for the Christian business owners building your kingdoms. Continue to bless them and leaning into you, because through you and in you is where we find the strength to just each and every day continue following the path that you have set for us. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Don. Again, it's such a blessing. Any time that you want to come on the show, reach back out to us. If you've got students who perhaps maybe even students who have left and are in their own business and would like to share their insights and journey, they're more than welcome to come on the show too. And we'll make sure next time that it's an hour of the day that suits you a little bit better.
We could flip it. We could do a 12-hour rotation, right? No, yeah. I'm just kidding.
I don't know how I would be. You guys might end up having to conduct the interview. All right. All the best. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. Changing the world one message at a time. Do you feel called to influence real change with your message? Join our supportive community of like-minded influencers, thought leaders, and disruptors at www.BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. That's BeTheDifferenceMovement.com.